realms of Senith.
So yeah, there you go. There's your map in front of you. Six have returned. The two that you sent off to the west never returned.
What's that, boy? Kimmy's in the well. I relay to the team. They tell me there's a pool, and they're telling me there's another pool, and there's some rooms.
It's a fire pool down there.
For yeah, sure. You are here. Oh, okay.
Is that what Mephit sound like? Is that who's talking?
Mm-hmm. You have to zoom in pretty far to see it, but you can see your tokens and stuff on there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep, there they are.
Yeah, we can move it, which I discovered by accident.
Right on top of Wiley. Would you rather like a non-transparent version?
That's fine.
Well, I think you put it in the channel too, in yep. Adventure Log.
So, like, there's no people around or funnel heads, right, guys?
Roll a perception check, everybody.
Oh, no. I didn't mean it. I take it back.
Minus 23.
I forgot to load up my character sheet. Give me a moment.
Gunstar gets a 9, so probably nothing significant.
The 23 definitely makes it, though. Maeve, you hear from this door in the southeast. As soon as Wiley finishes his sentence, what sounds like a crate crashing and then something moving.
So I guess my immediate response to him is like, well, I mean, there's obviously somebody behind that door.
We didn't see nobody.
Well, I'm gonna check it out. Is this a locked door that I have to fiddle with my device to open?
No, it is not.
Then can I like slide a hand it open?
Sure. I forgot Alita still has that green dragon egg she's carrying around.
I got a 21 on perception, by the way.
Yeah, so that's only a 7 for sleight of hand to open it quietly.
All right, you hear the sound. Well, actually, you would feel it on the door. You hit something with the door and it falls over and makes a sound, a crashing sound, obviously.
This seems like a Grungar situation.
This is a job for a Grungar.
There's something in front of the door that needs to be bulldozed.
Something in front of the door.
Possibly someone, but details.
It looks like a bunch of crates. Can those steam Mephits fly through things or over things? Or was that stuff not there before?
They tell you that, yes, this was there, but none of them fell before. They're like, if you can squeeze through there, well, maybe not Grungar.
Yeah, not sure what Grungar is supposed to do here.
Oh, I thought that there was stuff piled in front of the door that you'd have to, like, shove it open. So, my bad.
These crates are stacked up to the ceiling. There is a spot for you to climb up onto this box here and kind of, you think, inch around it, or at least look.
Okay, hold on, I'll inch in there and look, and I don't know, maybe if there's some wiggle room, like, attempt to burrow or something. Oh, there's room around the crates?
Yep.
Does, like, peering through them reveal anything additional, or just go around?
As soon as you walk in, a stack of gems over here.
Feels like a trap.
Not a stack, but, like, a trail of them. And you see, as well, what looks like a box of fish that's cracked open, and it looks like it fell onto the floor here.
Maybe Wiley should check his pack and make sure his sling is still with him.
Is my sling still with me?
Yes, it is.
It's right here, man. It's not left me. You're not gonna go anywhere, are you, guy? It's sleeping.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna stealthily creep and peek around and see if there's something moving over here, collecting gems and dropping them.
We'll go in here. This room is really dark.
I think it's because vision is blocked by the floor-to-ceiling crates.
Okay.
Or, like, completely dark for you.
There's, like, little slivers that are lit up.
Yeah, I think that's just blocked vision.
Did more light up for you when you went over there?
Yeah, a little bit.
You should be able to see, like, down here.
Yeah.
So is there anything at this end of this trail of gems? Like, the opposite of the treasure at the end of the rainbow, but, like, the creature at the end of the treasure?
Hold on one second. I need to do something. I'm getting some serious lag here.
Look at Wiley looking all badass today.
It's a good beard day, man.
Almost up on the right side of the bedroll.
You see a candle lit over here, and then there's a treasure chest that's open with a bunch of gold just laying here.
Still feels like a trap.
It's locked down to where you would be. I know your steam Mephits were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm examining the trail of gems, still fully expecting that goblin is somehow involved.
Like, what's that white blobby thing?
Right there?
Uh-huh.
That's a candle.
Oh. Okay.
Looks kind of like something the cats throw up. No offense.
Are people where they want to be? Or did you want to keep moving your steam Mephits in, for example?
They're fine.
Is that like a mimic?
No, the chest?
Mm-hmm.
If you're good, something happens.
What if I'm bad?
Sorry. Okay, so we're where we want to be. I'm wondering about Grungr. You're going to just stand in the doorway?
I think so. I don't really see anywhere else to go.
Let's go ahead and roll initiatives. I don't know why I rolled there.
10.
Hopefully you can fill them in so I can do all this crap.
Grungr gets a 15.
Do the Mephits have their own?
They should. Okay. Unless, do you want me to remove them?
No. I mean, if I can roll their initiative.
All right. Well,
it's all plus zero.
From the top of the boxes there, you see somebody jump down, Maeve, and take a swipe at you.
Can I just say no?
Does 20 hit you?
It does. Mine is 18.
So you take a total of 18 damage. His weapons, when he comes down and swipes at you, they're not your typical metal weapons. They're lit up, and they look like energy weapons, like they're rays, like Eldritch Blast rays that he's got. Think kind of like Jedi lightsabers, but they're much smaller. And they're not pure light. There's definitely something in it and radiating energy off of it. And as soon as he does that, you see him tap his arm and he disappears from your sight.
Well, that's bull. Also, how much damage did you say that did?
That was 18 damage. Up first would be Maeve, actually.
Well, how do I attack the bullshit?
One of the steam Memphits, the thing that started this whole thing, I forgot to say. I did some rolls earlier. They say, hey, there's somebody behind this crate.
I can't see what they see.
Which crate?
This one here.
Oh, that's a crate. I thought it was a column, but I guess that's darkness. Okay, so I forgot about for a while that I have a nifty hand axe. A long rest was long enough to attune to that, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to pull that out along with the short sword. I don't know how to target behind this crate, but I guess I'll like throw my axe here, like this square behind the crate. Is that a thing I can do, or do I have to be able to see them?
I think you have to be able to see them to target them. Do see a guy like right here, though. He's literally right in your line of sight.
Oh, well, that's convenient. I'll throw it at him then. Is that the same stats for it, whether thrown or used as melee?
Should be. Both dex, right?
Yeah, I just mean like it's still a d6.
Yeah.
So that's 10 damage, and it should return to me, my axe. As my, what you call, bonus action, I'm going to then dash up to him. And that's my turn.
Okay. Someone peeks around. You see him hold, and so they're going to shoot an energy weapon at you, an energy rifle, but you can't, your character probably wouldn't really recognize it.
No, but I want it.
16, does that hit you?
Does not.
7 would not hit you either. All right, you see him pull out a cutlass and charge up to you after that. Who's this guy? This door opens. He's going to cast heat metal on you, Maeve. Wait, no, weapon. Yeah, you have a metal weapon, right?
I have a hand axe. I don't know whether that would have a metal bottom to it or not.
Probably a wood handle. I don't know if that counts as a metal weapon or not. What about your short sword?
The problem is, I said I was going to draw them both, but then I used my action to attack, so I can only draw one this turn. But I have weapons on me that are metal, like short sword, dagger, rapier, bow, maybe, but only the one in my hand.
He says, well, okay, not time for me yet. Gotcha, Captain. Runs back out. I came in too early, sorry.
I forgot to ask, are these, like, they're talking. They're not undead?
They are not undead. Their accents are very strange, but they're definitely human or humanoid. And you're, I was kind of joking when they were talking right there, but yeah, they don't actually speak common from what you can tell, but they seem to be pretty upset right now, other than just wanting to kill you. They're more upset than that even. Grungr, go ahead.
Where is this happening exactly?
You hear a lot of noise coming from right on the other side of these crates. So if you went down and then to the right, it's where you would hear and see stuff.
To the right. So there's like a box here. Okay.
And as soon as you get there, this crate explodes. Wait, there's a thing here. Let me delete that. And that looks at you and is going to take a shot. I think that's a miss anyway.
What's a miss?
Oh, no, 26 is definitely a hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
6 damage to Grungr, and you can keep going.
Give me one moment. Grungr is going to cast Haste on himself, and that should work. Going to charge up to this pirate and take... Oh, there's another pirate, whatever. He's going to take some swings at him. 24 and 14 to hit.
24 is a hit. I don't know about the other one. I don't think so. No.
I have to check something.
I might have skipped one of your steamers.
That's going to be 13 slashing damage and 6 radiant damage, as the damage that Grungar takes seems to almost instantly infuse his sword with radiant energy.
Nice.
And that would be Grungar's turn.
Speckled steamer can go, as well as stout steamer.
I can't see what the speckled steamer sees, so I can now. And where did the guy disappear from?
He disappeared from over here.
Okay. The speckled steam mephit's going to go over here. He's going to go a 15-foot cone of steam. It's a DC 10 dexterity saving throw. Take half if you fail.
Okay, when that goes off, nothing seems to happen. You don't see the steam wrap around anything invisible or nothing like that.
Okay, same thing.
Same thing happens.
Okay. They can't speak common either, really.
These ones?
Yeah, well, I guess these ones should, because I summoned them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're not here or there.
Is that your turn on these guys?
Yep.
I don't know where you were. I think you were there.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, like right here.
All right. It's going to take a shot at Alita. 2 laser rifle shots. One's a 16. Does that hit Alita?
I think I am 16. Yeah, I'm 16.
All right. You take 8 damage from one of its laser blasts. Where's this guy at? Oh, he's right next to her. So he has got a cutlass that he can pull out. 11's a miss, I'm pretty sure. Does 18 hit Maeve?
18 is my AC.
5 damage to Maeve. Alita, it is your turn.
Okay.
This is definitely a chaotic scene.
Okay, so 25 to hit, and I'm aiming for that hardy pirate.
Is it 25 to hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit.
7 damage, 28 hit.
That's also a hit.
Okay, 11 damage. I don't think there's anything I can do from this far away. I think that's it.
Still looking, or you're going to call the end of your turn?
Yeah, although I am really curious, like, can I climb up here?
You can. You can be, like, you're 5 feet up when you get to there, like the first squares here.
Okay, I just want to see if, like, I can see anything up there, but maybe not put myself in the path of that turret.
Yeah, if you're trying to get to the very top, you'd have to squeeze in between the boxes and the ceiling.
Oh, okay. Is there anything interesting in this that I see? This pile of boxes? Uh-oh.
You kick open one of the crate tops and you see food.
Hmm.
Lots of strange food, some of it having tentacles.
Oh.
One of them tries to grab you.
I'm just going to close the lid again for now.
In space, okay. Food eats you.
All right, one of the normal steam mephit then, if that's the end of Alita's turn.
Where is it?
I don't know. Looks like there.
Okay. Hey, where is he? I don't know, man. I sprayed some steam, didn't see him. I sprayed some steam over here.
The steam mephit's having a conversation as they're searching for the guy.
Yeah. Hey, you over here, bro?
That's their turn. Double move. So.
Was it at Looney Tunes, that guy who used to be like, which way did they go? No, which way did they go?
I think so.
I think a 20 and 26 does hit Alita, who takes 4 more damage.
So I can't seem to change 8. It on here.
Oh,
like it unclashed? it should actually be out of 66, but they both hit and I only got 4 damage.
Yeah, they rolled badly.
Okay. Yeah, should be like 54 out of 66 now.
I think that's updated correctly now. I think it's your turn, Wily.
Okay.
I shout over to Wily. Does that seem like a normal chest?
Yeah, does it look like a normal chest? Is it trying to eat me?
You tap it, it does seem like a normal chest.
Yeah, normal.
Okay.
I want to attack with my sling.
Okay, roll a charisma save.
Shit, I forgot about that. +0, here we go. Ooh, 17.
Okay. Yeah, who are you attacking?
This guy.
Okay.
So I don't think I can see this guy. I don't really have line of sight to him.
He would have 3/4 cover.
Yeah, let's do the guy that they're on. So 13 plus proficiency is 17.
That's a hit. It is a +2 weapon, by the way.
Oh, so 19. 4 points of damage.
Did you roll a 1?
No, I rolled a 2. It's a 1d4 weapon, right?
Oh, okay, yep.
2 plus the 2 from that, because I have 0 dexterity.
Yeah, I forgot.
Constitution and wisdom all the way.
Is it your turn?
Take that. Oh, take that, you pirate.
All right, your vigorous, fearless, and sneaky steamers get to go.
Okay.
Vigorous, sneaky's back here, so I'll put him over here. Fearless is here.
18 to hit. That melee attack, claw. All right. Do I need to separate energy damage?
No.
It's fire. So it takes 2 points of slashing and 3 points of fire damage. And that is all the rest of his turn because you moved them all in.
Okay. Kingpin 31. This door opens. Guy stands here. Now, how do you do the AoE thing for a line? Just a cube? No,
just
cube.
Measure, I think. Cube. Just measure, I think.
I'm trying to hit a line. Can't remember if it. That's a cone. So they don't like have a line measure thing? Just a measure. I'm trying to figure out if I can hit two squares next to each other, like here, with a 5 foot wide thing. I don't think so, right?
Well, let's see what this cube does. Oh, it just makes it big. Yeah. You're trying to hit straight through here, right?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, just do this. Yeah,
does that hit both Grungar and Maeve?
I think it touches their squares.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, technically speaking, there is, I think, less than 5 feet between the two of us.
Yeah. My only issue is this is 100 feet long.
I was going to hit that wall. Second edition rules where it hits a wall and bounces?
Yeah, right back at him because it's at a right angle.
Yeah, there's those crates over there, yeah.
5 feet blast out. All right, he's going to cast Lightning Bolt, and he's going to hit everything here, which would be Grungar, Maeve, Wily, Speckled, the crab that Alita's trying to smash back into the food crate.
Maeve would receive advantage on the saving throw, and I believe it's a dex saving throw.
It is a dex saving throw of 16.
Wily fails. Mephit fails.
I got 26.
Oh, Grungar gets a 24 with a 20 on the die.
Nice. 37 damage, lightning, if that matters to anybody. If you did, or if you failed, half of that, if you made it. None if you're Maeve, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we determined before that I take the half, and then if I half it again, it makes it zero.
All right, that's one spell used there.
So I don't know if this is helpful, like if it actually is applicable, but I know in Baldur's Gate, the way that they do lines is they take that line that you just did, and then like the squares on either side of it, like what, like how Grungar and I are. So it's basically like a cone piled on top of a cone, like those little cones that you're showing, like three square cones. So that is a line according to that video game.
Maeve, what's her passive perception?
I think it's 16. Hold on. It's 16, yeah.
Have you ever seen Predator?
Oh, Jesus.
If I have, it's not immediately triggering a memory.
Okay, imagine Grungar is Arnold Schwarzenegger at the moment. I don't know. You're somebody else in that movie. Jesse Ventura, maybe? Is that okay?
I mean, at least these are two names that I have faces for, so go on.
Well, the Predator, who you may not have a face for, but they have weird teeth and all that. So when they're cloaked, you can barely see them when they're moving. You see that happening, that effect. Like something is invisible but moving. So it's not the invisibility spell. You know it's not magic, but it's coming for you. And you're pretty sure it's that captain guy.
And can I like try to chop at where it's moving at me?
You can on your turn. Right now it's going to take some attacks at you.
I'm going to take the comparison of Grungar to Arnie as a compliment.
All right, 27 and a 25, right? Those are both hits?
Yeah.
Okay, before that happens, the steam method, the speckled one, says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and blows up.
Okay.
I made the save, so I take half of this damage.
Oh, no.
Three. I take 3 more points of damage.
All right,
you as take... the steam...
Sorry, I like laughed really close to the microphone there because I like keeled over.
I thought I knocked my hit points down. Did I knock somebody else's hit points down?
You might have.
Who did I knock down from 67 to 30?
I don't know.
I don't see anybody.
Probably one of your steamers would be the only ones you'd be able to do too.
You take 24 damage, Maeve.
I don't want to. Describe to me this damage.
It burns.
Damn it, I think I have to.
You do get an opportunity attack as you see that cloaking thing moving away from you. What was Grungar's passive perception?
10.
Okay, yeah. Let me know if you decide to take that reaction.
Yes. However, where in initiative does this guy go?
He's number 2.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, would I still have a reaction after using Uncanny Dodge on the other spell?
Oh, no. No, that happened last turn, and now it's his turn.
Well, I was just wondering, like, if he's just kind of sliding in there, or if it's essentially my turn again, and then I would have another reaction. But if it's not to me yet, then no. Because it feels like it's been forever since it was my turn.
You're coming up soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in initiative.
Yeah, Speckled Steamer can go next. Wait, they exploded. Yep. So it's Maeve's turn.
They already went.
So is that flashy guy still in this area somewhere?
Nope. You've seen him move this way, though. That's the last you saw him moving out of this square.
So is there a way for me to, like, coordinate with Grungar and essentially hold my action until he moves in the sneak attack range for this grunt or somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm wasting my actions if I'm not adding 5d6 to it.
Yep, so you can use your bonus action still, I think.
For my bonus action, I was going to disengage and move away, so I'll just hold my hold and just do an action when it's time.
Okay.
But wait, hold on. If I were to move like 20 feet away and still be within throwing range and then just hold the throw until someone, you know, is in his area, could I do that?
Sure.
So I disengaged and then moved, for the record. So don't get trigger happy, pirate grunt.
You use disengage. Okay. There's still people funneling in. Next round, they get to be on the board. He comes in and says, "Hey, Cap, am I up yet?" "No." "Okay. Grungar, it's your turn."
So does Maeve need some healing?
I mean, I'm still alive. Everything after that is subjectively up to you.
Grungar is going to move over to Maeve and use one of his hasted actions to lay on hands her for 20 hit points. And then he's going to move over to the grunt and take a couple swings at him. And that should set off Maeve's action as well.
You said you use lay on hands?
With my hasted action.
With yes. Your hasted action? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm going to throw my axe first.
Sure.
21 to hit.
That's a hit.
And 26 damage.
Okay. Grungar?
That is a 28 to hit a greatsword swing. He's done.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's done after that one. Is there other enemies around?
This door is still open over here. You know, there's a couple more on the other side of these crates. And Maeve is really looking hard here.
Can just barely make that. All right. And then Grungar is going to swing at this guy. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a miss.
Oh. Just barely, too, I see.
Yeah.
That's Grungar's turn. Just say, Grungar is zooming around the place.
Yeah. So it would be not Alita's turn, it's this guy's turn. So he has to pull out a cutlass because he just got charged up to. 25 to hit is probably a hit, but even with haste, right?
25, even with haste, I believe so. Grungar's AC is 23 currently.
All right, so you take 4 damage then. A whopping 4 damage, as Tim would say.
A whopping 4 damage.
Alita, it's your turn.
Okay. So can I... I'm not sure I can get to that hardy pirate with Grungar there. I guess I'm just going to come all the way over here.
Yeah, you can definitely make it.
Okay, I don't think that first one hit. It's 14.
No, that's not a hit.
26 should hit, though.
Yes.
Okay, so 8 damage. Let's do some unarmed strikes. Okay, 23.
Yep.
6 damage. Oh, and then I rolled a 1 that did not hit.
No.
Okay, and then I'm going to use this bonus action to do an unarmed strike. So one more chance. Okay, 20. 8 damage.
That was a lot of attacks. All right, he is messed up now. Anything else on your turn?
I think that's it.
All right, this one, 5, 10. So where's Alita? Technically here or here?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, he's gonna double move. Wiley, it's your turn.
My methods.
Did they all go away?
Yeah, I lost concentration.
Episode was named after them.
I know, they're gone. Because lightning bolt on this episode, steam methods are a letdown. Hey, Maeve, where's that dude at, man?
Where's that dude at, man?
Yeah, like where he be?
What is your passive perception, Wiley?
What that dude do?
Passive perception is 19.
He's right here.
Oh, bro. That's not cool, man.
Sneaking up on him like that. It's not cool.
Well, let's see. I think I can do something, maybe.
If we kill him, are we the captains now?
Hope so. What did I pick? Oh, that's what I picked. It's kind of sad. I didn't expect him to be right here on me. Man, he's pretty dexterous. But I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on him. Dex 17.
It might not make it. Oh, it does. 16, you said?
17.
17? Yeah, he got a 19.
Oh, man, that's just not cool. Yeah, I guess I'm just going to eat the attack. That's my turn. I can't move.
Eat the attack? What do you mean?
I'm going to step here, though.
That is your turn?
Yeah.
Can't see this guy, but he can be over here. First mate, Zara. What else can he do? This? Oh, shit. Wiley went over there. Okay, so how many darts at that level, though? 11 darts, it looks like. Come flying at Grungar. Do you have shield or anything, Grungar?
Nope, not on this character.
Gonna hurt.
31 damage. 42 damage. Wily, make a strength athletics or dexterity acrobatics save as the invisible guy is trying to grapple you.
Athletics or acrobatics, they're both the same. But I would think that Wily is an athletics kind of guy. 17.
You just beat it. Nice.
Don't mess with the bear, man.
You get the impression, well, not impression, but you can feel that he's trying to move you here.
Where?
Right back to where you were.
Okay.
George, Amir, Philip, Maeve, it'll be your turn.
Can I still see that guy as well as him fighting him?
No, you're too far away from seeing him, but you can see that he's struggling. Somebody's fighting here.
He's right in front of me. He tried to punch my junk, man.
Now?
You can see him, yeah. But it's you can't exactly target him. I guess maybe you could. Maybe you could, yeah.
I mean, you were going to give me an opportunity attack a minute ago, so.
Yep, yeah.
No takesy backsies. So, Wily, do you technically threaten with a melee weapon?
Yep.
Right answer.
My claws are my weapon.
23 to hit.
That's a hit.
24 damage. Oh, also, I take out my short sword, finally, and stab him with that. 19 to hit.
I think that was a hit.
And 6 damage.
6 damage, you say. That was your turn then? Yeah, all of it?
Yeah, since I used my bonus action, I can't do my, you know, fancy little disengage or whatever. So, yeah.
He shouts out something again, which you'd guess that you would be asking, how about now? Come on. And then from that location, you say, go ahead.
He's been waiting for me to take that sword out.
So he's going to shoot. Let's do that measure tool again. This one's going to be strange. That's not it. Okay. Where's that hockey? So it looks like Grungar, Wily, and Maeve need to make dexterity saving throws. This one is an 18 dex save.
Yeah, Grungar ain't making that.
I got an 18 exactly.
Dex save, it is 14.
Okay, 20 damage in a line if you did not make your dex save.
How much?
Half that if you did.
20!
And he starts laughing. He's like, yeah. Oh shit, he takes it too. You hear him cursing at the engineer.
Sorry, but that's on the captain. He said, go ahead. The guy went ahead.
Grungar, it's your turn.
Do we have healing potions or anything with us?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I have some.
How many do you have? Well, actually, I'm assuming Grungar would have some too if everyone else does.
Yeah, probably.
I don't have any noted down is all.
Oh, you would definitely have some, yeah.
The ones I have noted are healing, greater, and superior. I think I just picked up the superior in one of these rooms.
How many of the normal and greater do you have?
I have 2 listed for each of those.
Can I just borrow those and assume Grungar has the same? Borrow those numbers, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So greater is like 44 plus 4?
I believe so. And then superior is what, like 6 or something?
Something like that. I'm assuming Alita said she picked up the superior in this dungeon, so I won't count for that, just the normal and greater, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So drinking one, I think, is a bonus action?
It would be an action, technically, but use your bonus action for it. Right. I like that better.
Yeah, I was thinking BG3 for sure. It's not much, but Grungar is going to use his action to lay on hands 25 hit points.
Oh, this guy might be dead. Oh, yeah, he's dead.
And the magic missile did fuck up Grungar's haste, so that is his turn.
Okay, Alita.
Is the captain, like, the only thing left? Except that engineer that keeps on hiding?
Yeah, he keeps coming in and out of this room right here.
Okay, so I should be able to make it over here. Oh, can I? There we go. All right, I'm going to go fight this guy. Okay, 23.
That's a hit. And he looked shocked as he was about to shut the door.
Okay, 14 damage. 24.
That's also a hit.
Ooh, another 14 damage.
Jesus.
Which one of these do I want to do?
All of them.
Let's try this stunning strike. He's got to do a con saving throw, DC 15.
It does not make it.
So can I spend more key points, or am I just like kind of done after doing
I think Kit looked it up and you can.
Okay. Okay. So this combo here, if I do this. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to do the flurry of blows.
Do you get advantage from stunned?
Stunned?
Yeah, he failed his con save.
Oh, okay. So he is stunned. I don't know.
Attack rolls against the creature do have advantage when they're stunned.
So with your flurry of blows, each one gets to be rolled twice. Take the better.
Ooh, okay. Even on like the hit and the damage?
Just a hit.
Set. Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely hit. Okay. Okay. I keep rolling eights. I don't... Amazing. I feel like something's wrong with the dice. No. Oh, that's the wrong one for this one, though. I need the six for this one. Okay. We'll do that one again. Okay, so that's 5 damage. Okay, I needed the extra roll on that hit. Okay, so that hit 6 damage. And then I'm going to use my bonus action here because I managed an unarmed strike and do another unarmed strike. 16, does that hit?
That's what you needed. That's a hit.
Okay. 7 damage.
So you said that unarmed strike takes a bonus action?
Okay, so I'm using my key points to do this flurry of blows, right? I get 2 of those, and those are considered unarmed. So then...
Is that an action or a bonus action to do the flurry of blows?
Those are spending a key point.
Okay.
But it's your so bonus then, action?
Yeah, so then the bonus action is after I've hit with an unarmed strike, or a monk weapon... then I can make one unarmed strike as a bonus action.
I think your flurry of blows is your bonus action.
But no,
I'm
think
spending
it's like...
key points to make that one, though.
Mm-hmm. Because you get 2 attacks instead of 1.
After you take the attack action on your turn, so I took my attack action, you can spend 1 key point to make 2 unarmed strikes.
As a bonus action.
Oh, okay.
Instead of just doing 1, you can do 2.
Okay.
Okay, well, so that one's like, I could either spend 1 and not do a key point, or I could do 2 with a key point.
Right. And okay, then you get so your effects for being, because you're open hand, right?
I believe so. I don't know. That's like your monk archetype.
Yeah, if you got flurry of blows, I think you're open hand. I think you with your flurry, you get to like knock them down or push them or do something with them every time you hit with a flurry attack, I think.
Anything else on your turn? I mean, you want to punch them more?
I don't know. I think you have to take off the last thing on there then.
No, the 6 hit points?
Probably, if that was my last thing, since you guys said that was too many bonuses.
It doesn't make much of a difference. That was, you messed them up.
So, all right. So if you're open hand, you can either make them do a dexterity save or be knocked prone. They can make a strength save, or it can be pushed 15 feet from you, or it can't take reactions until the end of your next turn, but it's already stunned. So you can knock them down if you want, I guess. Because he auto fails dexterity saving throws when they're stunned, I think.
Oh, okay. So yeah, let's see if we can make him fall prone.
You're gonna do more onto him?
Well, the creature, if it's stunned, it automatically fails dexterity saving throws.
That just attaches to the flurry of blows.
Yeah, you can do those every time you hit with a flurry attack. You can make him do a save and do one of those 3 things, but they auto fail strength and dexterity saving throws when they're stunned.
Yeah, so he's knocked prone as well.
Monk shit.
Yeah, this is him knowing how to play a monk better than the monk, right?
It's because I spent so many years playing this as a lonely child.
Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Okay. They're like, oh, I'm going to do the more monk stuff.
I'm going to start making some backhanded flips. I don't know.
It's okay. I got a more monster stuff. I'm going to take 2 attacks at you because you're the only person he can see.
The stunned guy?
No, the cunning pirate opened the door, shot out here. 22 is a hit.
Yeah.
Nobody can see that.
5 damage to Alita.
Okay.
That's for trying to put 5 damage on my monster, I guess. Wily, it's your turn.
Wily's got 7 hit points, so he turns into a monster. It's a giant scorpion.
Oh, God. Do you look like The Rock?
No, I look like a scorpion. I'm not a king. I'm a Wily.
Do you have like a Wily head as you're shifting?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just like the Scorpion King.
Kind of, but different.
Okay.
I'm going to move my hit points to the Scorpion's hit points real quick.
Okay.
I have 7.
Mm-hmm.
I healed for 52. Okay. I'm going to take, that was my bonus action. So that was my action. I'm going to make my multi-attack. It has 3 attacks. Claw plus 4. Crawl.
AC on this guy is 18.
Good lord. All right. So I have to roll a 14 or above, and I did. I got a 14. So 18 exactly. The damage on a giant scorpion is less than you would think. 1d8 plus 2. That's 10 points of bludgeoning damage, and the target is grappled.
Okay, no save.
No save. The escape DC is 12, but it's grappled, right?
That's a problem.
For, like, it can't be grappled, or a problem for the guy.
No, a problem for him.
Yeah, he probably doesn't like it.
No.
He's going to try to clip him with his other claw. I got an 18 on the die.
That's a hit.
All right, so he's going to roll his D8. He's going to take 7 bludgeoning damage, but he can't be grappled. He can't be grappled twice. And he's got another attack. He's going to try to sting him with a stinger. Here is some butt stuff. Oh, he's grappled though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's flat-footed?
No.
This third edition stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 17.
Well, let me...
He missed getting poisoned.
Okay.
So 17 to hit is a miss. That's my turn.
All right, this guy takes another 11 damage. Who's this guy? First mate. How many more spell slots?
All of them, probably.
This guy, I think it's another 11 darts go at Alita. Then I think this guy's done with his stuff.
Oh, I think.
Isn't that like a 9th level spell slot?
Would that count as missile?
It wouldn't count as missile.
Okay.
9th level. Oh, that's too many. I think you're right, Grungar.
Yeah, 11 darts is a 9th level magic missile, isn't it?
Yeah, I misread that.
Okay, so it is a missile?
Not as far as your monk abilities are concerned.
Oh, okay. So what do these 11 missiles do?
A shit ton of damage that you can't dodge.
1d4 plus 1.
So what? How many missiles do you get at 7th level then?
Should be like 9.
Okay. That's not 9. 22 damage to Alita. You said you can't edit your thing?
I think I've figured it out.
Okay. I did it at the moment here, so. All right. This guy is grappled. He can't get away, which was his plan.
He can escape.
He can try to escape. I'm guessing it's just like a dex roll, acrobatics.
Yeah, it's a DC 12.
Barely makes it, I think. What's his save? Not his save, his skill. Efficiency's 4, so he gets 10. Yeah, he made it. Okay. Does he get the disengage thing as a bonus action? No. So that's his turn, I suppose.
Takes an action to break grapple.
Yeah. Maeve, it's your turn.
That's so sad for him. 19 to hit.
Yeah.
With my axe. 30 damage.
He dies.
I don't know what scorpions sound like.
Don't they like hiss? I don't know.
Yeah. Man.
It's a good hiss. I think you can call me Captain Maeve now.
you gotta put on his hat.
I definitely spend whatever action I need to spend to take his hat. Where else are there pirates?
Well, there's one straight down that's stunned. Alita's over there just beating on him on the ground. She's kicking him currently while, like, holding an egg. Curb and then over stomping. Here you see that people are doing stuff. What'd you say?
Curb stomping him.
Yeah, she's curb stomping the engineer over there.
Okay, so I can get to the door and no further.
Okay.
Well, unless I suppose they still have a bonus action. Is there anybody right in front of the door, though?
Yeah, this guy.
Could I stab him with my short sword?
Yeah.
That is... 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that's a straight D6, so that's 1 damage.
Take that.
It's the principle of the thing. That's my turn.
Grungar, it's your turn, because I think the engineer stays stunned until the end of Alita's turn or something. Yep. Start of it.
That first mate is in the bottom right area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gungar's gonna head over there. What's the enemy right below the cunning pirate?
First mate.
Oh, that's the first mate. All right. Can Grungar see the square to the right? I think so. Just barely.
You can see it. If you're doing a spell that only needs to be able to see, yes.
Grungar is going to misty step right behind the first mate and divine smite at 2nd level. He's going to swing first, but yeah. Going to attempt a divine smite. If he can hit. It's an 11 to hit. Second roll is a 25, however.
That's definitely a hit.
It's going to be 12 slashing damage and 16 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
Alita, now is it the start or end of your turn that stunned goes away?
Until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Okay, so 24 to hit.
Yep, remember you got advantage.
Oh, maybe
you
get so a 20. I roll it again. Yeah, okay. Nope. Okay, so 9 damage. Just got a 1. Let's roll that again. Okay, it still doesn't hit. So let's do, I guess my bonus unarmed strike. Okay, so it's 26.
How much damage?
5.
5.
And then we'll use that open hand technique. Can we do that? Can I make him, like, fall prone again?
You want to throw him against the ceiling?
Stay down.
Like double prone and you fly up, right?
You can push him.
Okay. That's a DC 15.
Oh, you're actually going to, he's already prone. You can't knock him prone again.
Oh, I can't. Well, I guess I'm just done.
I mean, I guess you can like flip him over. I don't know.
You can push him back from you, or you can make him not be able to take reactions.
If I push him back, I don't know. I guess, does that seem worthwhile for any reason?
You see a sword over here.
So he can get to his sword. Maybe that doesn't seem helpful. Yeah, I think I'm just done.
Okay.
Hang on. Well, I mean, yeah, I think I've used up everything, so I'm good.
All right, does he get stunned again, or can he just remove the stun thing?
I mean, I think that he's now done being stunned and done being prone, because it's the end of my turn.
Well, I think it's not going to be until his turn that he could stand up. He's still prone for now.
Okay.
Cunning pirate. Curses. Cast, or not cast, use disengage, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Wiley, it's your turn.
I'm going to put the king on my back.
Can you let go of your token for 1 second?
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
30. I'll hang out here. The scorpion has 60 feet of blind sense, or blind sight.
Oh, shit. Let me update your senses then.
And I move my 40 feet and use my action to grab the king.
Is it 60 feet?
Mm-hmm.
From the back of the scorpion... He can't do anything.
He can get out if he wants.
Okay, I guess he could.
I was just giving him free movement.
12 is not a hit.
He has advantage, though, because when he's still
close. Yeah, I was rolling with advantage there. 11 damage. First meet Zara. Disengage. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Did he disengage?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I just got back, so.
Maeve, it's your turn. We could probably streamline this part a bit, because they're obviously trying to run away.
I have 40 feet of movement, so I'm going to chase them.
Okay.
This door square doesn't count for movement.
Correct.
So I chase them. And poke him with my offhand, and then I guess hold my action for Grungar to come threaten with me.
Okay.
20 to hit.
That's a hit.
2 damage on Cunning Pirate.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, I'm just going to hold my action for assistance.
All right, he's not stunned, so he's going to stand up, and he's going to put his hands up. That's his turn. Grungar.
He's trying to surrender?
You think so? Yes.
It's because I'm...
Maeve's action goes off.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to chop him. Chop. 23 to hit, and lots of D6s.
20 and 17 to hit the first mate.
Both are hits, I believe.
29 damage.
So the rogue kills him. What does Grungar do?
Kills the first mate, because that is 29 slashing damage.
Yow.
And then Grungar turns around and gives a menacing stare to the cunning pirate, and that is his turn.
All right, Maeve and Grungar, make wisdom saving throws.
Maeve gets a +3 bonus.
Yeah, wisdom saving throws.
16 with the +3.
25.
Okay, Maeve, you are stunned. Grungar, you're okay. You see a bunch of the dust, or like crap on the ground, start floating, like in a wave that starts coming down this hallway here. And a bunch of psychic damage happens, and he's also stunned. Not damage, but an effect happens. So Maeve, there's like a scream in your mind, and you can't do anything except grab your head. Alita, it's your turn. I did not describe that well at all, but...
I get the gist that I have 2 weapons pressed to my head currently.
Has Philip been doing anything to heal people?
He will be, yeah. Let's see. His Maeve is already gone. Yeah, he would have come up and done a healing on you. He's got one healing spell. I mean, 26 hit points to Alita.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Looks like you killed yourself. There you go. I mean, inflict wounds.
Did you use the wrong spell there, Philip?
Mayhap.
So I don't really like that the king's by himself in here, so I'm gonna come in here and see what I can see.
Okay.
Just the sword over there.
It's the only thing that stands out to you. There's definitely more in here, I just didn't populate it.
Okay. So what should I do about this guy? That's kind of like tie him up.
Yeah.
He's no longer a threat. Okay, let's do that for my...
Okay. There we go. All right, that would definitely be your action for your turn, though. Mm-hmm. However, you still have like 50 feet of movement or something, but you could fly even.
Okay. So, I guess I could go check out the sword, but I mean, is that not an action?
It would be an action to really inspect it.
I'll just go over there and do it next time.
Okay. However, you can pick it up immediately if you want.
Oh.
Maybe.
I might wait. Seems like picking up stuff does weird things around here.
Oh, okay.
He's disappointed.
Cunning pirate gets to make a saving throw again. Wow. Complete fail. Wily, your turn.
Wily. I squeeze through into this room. I see the engineer. Is he tied up?
Yeah, he's tied up. He's restrained.
Wily looks sad.
The engineer looks scared.
I don't know what a sad scorpion looks like.
Stoned?
His tail is drooping.
It's like orcas when they're in captivity. Their fin goes down, the scorpion's tail goes down. That's his turn.
Okay. Maeve, your turn. You get to roll a wisdom saving throw again.
Am I still at plus 3?
Yes.
So I got a 17 instead of a 16.
I think it was an 18 that you needed. So you're still stunned. Janir, Grungar.
Grungar is going to take some swings at this cunning pirate.
At advantage. So they're dead.
Oh, well, that works too. Is that all of them? Or is there just the guy left surrendering, I think?
As you look around, you see something pass through the door. This is the thing. When it comes in here, the air flickers in your sight because the dust is starting to float up. And then you actually see like reality warping around this thing. And it looks horrific.
So I'm assuming it is safe to assume that this is a hostile creature.
Yeah, you're pretty sure this is hostile. Alita.
Was that, okay, so... is that Grungar's turn?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that your turn?
I'm assuming that I would have an attack left that I can use.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
And Grungar is also going to use his vow of enmity on this thing to give himself advantage on attack rolls against it. Yes, he doesn't need it. That is a 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
I would assume so. Or 12 slashing damage, and Grungar is going to throw in a Divine Smite. Is it? I doubt it, but is it a fiend or undead?
No.
Okay, it's going to be an additional 14 radiant damage, and that is Grungar's turn.
Okay, sorry. Now it's Alita's turn.
Okay, I guess I need to do a investigation on this sword.
Okay, go ahead and roll an Arcana.
Arcana. Okay, well, it'll be the same. It's 10.
You're sure it's a magical sword?
Okay. Man. So that engineer doesn't speak common.
It can catch some really words.
Yeah. You think I could be like, hey, what is this?
He shrugs.
Well, I guess I'll pick it up.
Okay.
Anything happen?
You get the feeling of becoming a bit more swift. I don't know if you can use repairs. I don't think so, but it's a, you feel the magic within it. Has something to do with adding swiftness to somebody.
Okay. Is Maeve our only, says a rapier, so nobody else uses that one?
The engineer would turn around and wiggle his hand.
He's willing.
No, I don't think so.
He looks sad.
And Wily's claw.
This thing jumps on him and starts eating him.
So Wily's claws clap together.
Predator just came out of nowhere.
And started eating that guy. Yep.
It's too late. I can't even save him for interrogation.
No, he was all restrained. I just went over there and started eating him.
Okay. Hey, so somebody grabbed all the gems in the other room, right? While they were hanging out over there, Amir or George or somebody.
I don't think so. Wily didn't because he made a saving throw.
Well, is that what the saving throw was for? Oh, yep. Yeah. I gotcha.
Wait, to not pick up the gems? What did I miss?
So that trail of gems or whatever, he wanted to make an attack with his weapon, the sling or whatever, and the sling wanted to pick up the gems. So he had to make a saving throw to do the attack instead of spending his action picking up gems.
Uh-oh. Okay.
This is the only good roll I had all night.
So do I still have some movement?
Oh, yeah. I think you started your turn there.
Okay.
Oh, are we still in combat?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let me move back. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, so I'll get up here so I can... I think those things, like, teleport, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. Okay, so the sword is... I don't know if that matters.
I'll attach it to you.
For somebody.
So you got an egg in one hand and a rapier in another.
It's a good thing she only needs her feet.
I could, like, throw them in a bag, can I? Like, don't I have, like, that bag that just holds everything?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think I was actually just, like, juggling.
That'd just be funny. You're just carrying around a bunch of stuff in your arm and you're just kicking people in the face. I don't need hands. Whack, whack.
It could work too because she's got wings, so she could like float up and like kick people, you know, like that, as if they were like fist.
Who just kicked me? Who just kicked me?
Dive bomb.
So anything else on your turn, Alita?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, Wily.
Charge! Gonna attack that predator. We're gonna roll all three together. They're all plus 4. Highest one is a 18, 19,
20, 22. 22 is a hit.
The rest
AC
are
17.
The rest are is a 10 and a 9. So, so the stinger hits him. 1d10 piercing, and I need a DC 12 con save, unless they're immune to poison.
I don't think they are. They fail their save quite badly.
So it's going to take 1d10 piercing. That's 4-6 points of damage piercing, and then the poison.
Oh, yep. They are immune to poison.
Are they?
Okay. Yep.
Well, they didn't take the poison, which would have been 25.
Wow.
But instead, they take whatever I said before, 9.
Yeah.
I stabbed them. I pumped them full of poison, and they're like, what?
I deleted, looks like 6 hit points. Is that correct?
7? 9.
Okay.
1d10 plus 2. Tried to claw, stab. That's Wiley's turn. He moved, and he attacked.
Okay. Comes over here and assists Maeve with her next saving throw. This thing gets 1. 17 hit the scorpion? I think it does. I rolled the damage anyway.
Sorry, what's up?
AC's 15?
AC's 15, yeah.
All right, you take 18 damage on your scorpion. This thing's going to teleport away. All right, I think this is probably a good place to pause it because it's a moonspawn's turn. Actually, you know what he's going to do? Double check something. Oh, I put that in there a few times. Whoops. I'm going to have to fix that. All right, he warps out of existence. You are no longer stunned.
Did you guys see the AI? Is that an AI picture you made for Wiley?
Yeah.
No.
That's so good. It's so good. I'm going to put it in the Dyson Info channel.
What did I miss?
Josh made an AI image for Wiley, and I love it. I put it in the Dyson Info channel.
Oh, nice.
I had to mix a bunch of images together to eventually get that, but it was fun. Most of this image stuff, by the way, is all AI stuff.
What stuff?
Like the images for people's that I was putting on here.
Oh, it's
like
made
those
by
pirates.
That's cool.
So yeah, we're out of combat right now. People can get healed up, so we're not starting in the middle of combat next time.
Collect those gems, because apparently... That's a high priority for the slingshot. I did promise him that we would, too, so there's that.
I'll do the accounting later, but everybody can put their hit points back to maximum.
Can I do that as a wild shape? I don't think I can I?
Well, no, technically no.
Okay.
Wild shape's cool, though. Oh, we got loot to do real quick from these guys. Let me pull up there. All right, the pirate grunts first. So you get 4 cutlasses. All of them are +1 cutlasses. You get 4 laser rifles from those pirate grunts. So these are +1 laser rifles. Range is 100, normal, 400 max. They're 1d10 for damage.
What was the range again?
100 over 400.
1d10?
1d10 base damage, yeah. They're +1 weapons.
I'm putting in Dyson Info. I'm just typing it out what you say.
Yeah, I gotcha. Thank you. What did they have? They're just a spellcaster, so they didn't have anything. This guy had to have something. Oh, on the captain, 2 energy blades. Both of them are +3 weapons.
Wow.
They're 1d8 radiant damage. He also had a device on him that was doing the cloaking. Trying to find that.
I definitely need that shit. Or I don't know, maybe Wiley needs that shit. He doesn't even have a shirt on.
So just, I guess, if you're going to write it, device of predator shit. Yeah, it's just cloaking device. It's a once per long rest thing. It lets you go invisible for 1 minute and stay invisible. Even it's basically like a bad version of greater invisibility because you can be seen with perception.
Once per day?
Yep, once per day use of it. Engineer that was eaten was also a spellcaster. He was an artificer. And I think that's it for the loot that you would find on those guys. Oh, first mate Zara is also a spellcaster. Yep.
We won't find the captain's hat because it's on my head.
You also would find a bunch of notes and stuff on them, also written in a different language. However, depending on what's going on, you might have time to try to decipher that information. It's 10:30 if people need to leave.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thanks.
Catch you later. I did. Bye-bye now.